The Jumper. A long time ago, there were a flea, a grasshopper, and a paper doll.
I can jump higher than anyone else,
the flea said arrogantly.
No, I can jump higher than you.
The grasshopper shouted at the top of his voice. The dancing paper doll smiled without saying a word. The flea and the grasshopper decided to compete with each other for the highest jump. They invited other people to their game. Even the king came to see their contest.
The one who jumps the highest can marry my daughter,
the king said. First, the flea introduced himself like a gentleman.
I am a flea who lives with people. I can jump higher than anyone else in the world.
The grasshopper, with his green cape, stepped to the front and greeted the people.
My family is very famous for high jumping. My brothers are all wearing green capes, and we can sing beautiful songs as well.
Then the grasshopper sang a song in front of the audience. The people enjoyed his song very much and clapped. Finally, the paper doll came to the front. He was so shy that he didn't say a word and just bowed.
Well, let's start the match.
The flea took a deep breath and leaped up high. But something strange happened. The flea was too small for the audience to watch how high he jumped.
What? Did he jump or not?
The flea jumped up and fluttered as high as he could, but no one could see him. The grasshopper was next. He put all of his strength in his hind legs and jumped up. When he came down, he landed on the king's face.
How dare you jump on my face?
The king felt unpleasant and got angry.
Put that rude grasshopper in jail.
The paper doll got ready for the last turn. The king said to the paper doll in a loud voice,
I can't see the flea jumping, and that rude grasshopper dared to land on my face. If you make a fool of me like your two friends, you shall no longer live.
The audience worried about the paper doll and said,
Can he jump high?
I think maybe he can't. He will die.
Then the paper doll made up his mind and stepped to the front. The cool breeze blew gently. The paper doll rose up in the air with the breeze.
He jumped up really high.
People were impressed by the paper doll. When he landed on the ground safely, the king was pleased with the paper doll very much and allowed him to marry his princess as he promised.